Hi, thanks for joining us. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Picks Now update. We begin with breaking news right now out of Oakland, where crews are at the scene of a gas leak. Chopper 5 was overhead moments ago at 82nd Street and International Boulevard. It appears construction crews were doing road work. You can see the fire department is also at the scene. We're going to continue to stay on top of this situation, and we'll bring you the very latest as it develops.
We're also following some breaking news in Fremont. Officials say that 1,000 pounds of rebar fell on top of construction workers there, injuring three, one of them critically. It happened at around 9 this morning off Durham Road near 680. Firefighters say that it was a 20-foot tower that toppled over.
And they tie in these towers to make them much stronger. So as they put their cement pillars, as they put up base layers, as they put up walls, this is part of that construction. So it was probably in the most vulnerable part of its construction that these individuals were clipped to.
And you can see people are back at the site already. Officials are now investigating what caused the steel bars to fall in the first place.
Happening today, State Senator Kevin DeLeon and U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein will share a stage in the race for U.S. Senate. The state senator is trying to unseat Feinstein in next month's election. As of this morning, Feinstein is maintaining the lead in most polls. In our exclusive KPIX 5 Survey USA poll, 40% of likely voters say they will cast their ballots for Feinstein. 26% say they'll vote for Kevin DeLeon. 35% are still undecided. KPIX 5's political reporter Melissa Kane had a chance to sit down with DeLeon. He explained what he hopes voters will take away from today's debate.
So it's a wonderful opportunity for the voters, whoever they may vote for, to hear from both of us and to hear the contrast, the vision, and more importantly, our values as Californians.
KPIX 5 has you covered on all the state and local races. We also have a guide to the California ballot measures on our website. Just go to kpix.com/election.
Developing out of San Francisco this morning, police are investigating a shooting involving a U.S. Park police officer. The shooting happened at Aquatic Park near the end of Van Ness Avenue and the Municipal Pier. SFPD saying that one person is now in critical this morning after being shot around 9:30 last night. Another person has been detained. Police also say that a gun from the suspect was recovered at the scene. Right now, part of Van Ness is back open to the public. If you have any questions or information related to this incident, you're asked to call police.
In San Jose this morning, two people are displaced after a fire broke out overnight at a duplex. It happened just after 10 last night on Teresi Court. The fire started in the patio, then extended into the duplex. And take a look at this. Some neighbors even tried to help firefighters put out the flames. They grabbed their own water hoses and attempted to spray down the fire.
That was our initial concern, is the rescue of those residents, getting them out of there. We're able to get them out of the structure, get them to a safe spot in the front of the building, and then able to continue our firefighting effort.
Everyone was able to safely evacuate from the duplex. The Red Cross is now assisting the two displaced residents. Fortunately, no one was hurt. The cause of the fire is still under investigation.
Today marks the 29th anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake. The 6.9 earthquake violently shook the Bay Area. KPIX 5 was covering the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants as they faced off in the World Series. And this is what viewers saw.
The Oakland A's take.
We were out in the parking lot, and I remember watching those microwaves on the top of trucks start to swing like this, and the concrete was going like this.
This evening on KPIX 5, hear from the people who are there as our Ken Bastida takes us back to the 15 seconds that gave everyone in the Bay Area a gigantic shake and then some more.
Yeah, and Mary, you were in Fairfield when that earthquake happened.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, in Fairfield, we had that shaking. I was with my sister, and I remember asking her, what is that? Is that an earthquake? But incredible and devastating, and just remembering the Loma Prieta earthquake. Okay, here is a live look for you with our Golden Gate Bridge cam, and you can see blue skies out there right now. We are looking at plenty of sunshine across the bay, inland. So we head through the afternoon, we'll see that sunshine. That weather pattern really hasn't changed all too much. That ridge of high pressure to our north and that low to our south. So we are looking at those weather features remaining in place over the next several days. So if you like this weather, you've got it for a while. So as we go through the afternoon, the rest of the afternoon, we'll see that sunshine with the clouds pulling back just to the coast there. Then as we head through tonight into tomorrow morning, we'll see the low clouds and fog, and then that sunshine in the afternoon once again. Daytime highs right around where we should be for this time of year, upper 60s in San Francisco, low 70s in Oakland, looking at 77 in San Rafael and about 80 for Santa Rosa as well as for Napa. 5-day forecast, very similar for tomorrow, a little bit warmer Friday, Saturday, and plenty of sunshine through the weekend with cooler conditions next week. Michelle and Kenny.
Mary, thank you. Today, San Jose State University honored the 50th anniversary of when two former students took a stand for civil rights during the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City. John Carlos and Tommy Smith raised their fists in the air as they received their gold and bronze medals to protest racism and injustice against African Americans in the United States. The two men look back on that event a half a century later.
We wanted to do something that would be profound, yet still nonviolent, that would radiate throughout society.
The move remains a pivotal point in history. Currently, there is a statue on San Jose State's campus honoring the two men.
New details on the lucky winner of the $1.9 million ticket sold at the Marina Safeway in San Francisco. Turns out it's an employee who works in the bakery. He picked 5 out of the 6 Mega Millions numbers. His manager telling us this morning all of his colleagues are excited for him.
I believe I was screaming for joy. All of my employees started congregating around the customer service center to congratulate him.
The Mega Millions jackpot is now a whopping $900 million. And since no one has claimed that prize, the next drawing is on Friday. No one got the numbers.
No one got the numbers, so good luck out there. But 1.9, that's not bad.
Not bad. Buy you a house in San Francisco.
Yeah, why not? We are going to be back in an hour with our newscast at noon on KPIX.com. And you can also watch our hourly updates on any of your favorite platforms.
And be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, Amazon, and Google. And let us know what you think.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.